my soul. Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, this man.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello, this is Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I want to take this time to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For today's broadcast, truly, it is a ministry that equips the saints, evangelizes the sinner, enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to also thank all of the first responders, the frontline workers, for their dedication to serve and protect the citizens of this United States of America, and especially to those frontline workers who are serving and making it possible for us to have the necessities that we need in Central Louisiana. And I'm speaking of the firemen, the police officers, the nurses, the store workers, fast food workers, everyone who so diligently have made it possible that we could be more comfortable in this time and this age. In spite of our situation and under these conditions, my brothers and sisters, God has truly been good to us, and He is the strength of this nation that we live in. Today I want to just briefly talk with you on a particular subject and a particular passage of scripture, because you know, we are blessed and we are better than blessed. And I want to talk on the weight of yesterday can hold you hostage. And we want to be looking at a passage of scripture by way of Genesis 37 through the 50th verses. And one particular passage we want to look at is the 18th verse there in the 37th chapter, the book. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. As he approached, they made plans to kill him. "Here comes the dreamer," they said. "Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. We can tell our father a wild animal had eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams." My brothers and sisters, that has to be a difficult situation, and that has to be a tragic event when you want to do harm like this to your brother. But my brothers and sisters, in spite of it all, if anyone had a right not to forgive was what was done to him was Joseph. Joseph, here we find that Joseph grew up in a dysfunctional family. Joseph grew up under a dysfunctional father. He was dumped in a pit, sold into slavery, unjustly jailed, and then forgotten. If anyone had a right to be angry and to say life is not fair, it was Joseph. Here we find that God gave so much of this first book of the Bible to Joseph because he wanted to show us the key components of living a life of destiny. God wanted us to learn from this man. He wanted us to focus on this man's lessons, life lessons. And one of the critical, most critical components that Joseph had to grapple with is forgiveness. You know about forgiveness. We tend to have difficult times in forgiving folk. It seems to be one of our hardest components is forgiving someone for something they may have done to us. Biblically, forgiveness is the decision to no longer credit an offense against an offender with a view of enacting vengeance. And the Bible says vengeance is mine. And it also involves releasing that person from a debt owed as well as the blame that he or she deserves due to an infraction or sin committed against you. Now note, keep in mind, forgiveness is a decision. It's not first and foremost an emotion. And you know, we as humans, we tend to strive on our emotions. It's not about how you're feeling at any given moment, but rather about the choice you have made to no longer credit an offense or blame against another offender, even if the offender is yourself. You know, they say that we are our worst enemies. But here Joseph's response towards those who had hurt him and had done him wrong is a good example for all of us. His response to his brothers let us know that he had not grown emotionally cold. You didn't hear me. He had not chosen a life of cynicism in dealing with the pain he faced. He still allowed himself to feel despite the losses that had occurred in his life. He hadn't cut the past off. Rather, he had learned how to view it. He had learned how to accept it in alignment with God's providence. And even though, my brothers and sisters, the pain was obviously still there, forgiveness doesn't mean you no longer feel pain, nor does it mean to forget the fact about what happened. Look, forgiveness means you no longer hold the situation or person hostage for that pain they have caused. Good God Almighty. Joseph here had to face it just as we do today. He had to deal with it just as we do today. And how you deal with it will determine whether you be free of being a hostage or hostage. Brothers and sisters, people, we have hold ourselves hostage when we do not forgive one another. We hold ourselves hostage when we hold grudges on one another. We got to be reminded that we should be more like Joseph. And because of his ways, he prospered in every way and rose above every situation under some extremely harsh conditions. Note that unforgiveness have robbed so many people in today's society of the opportunity of arriving at their destiny. Unforgiveness blocks God's movement in your life. And note, my brothers and sisters, we should remember All the weights of yesterday can hold you hostage. And being a hostage restricts your movement, detours your path, and blocks your bridges. You got to understand that nothing, and I mean nothing, would hinder you you arriving at your destiny like this thing called unforgiveness. Unforgiveness includes holding on to the past. Unforgiveness is that one thing above all else that will block God's movement in your life, taking you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. You got to know that unforgiveness also is that critical error that must be addressed if you're going to reach your destiny. And anyone have the right to be angry. If there is anyone has the right to be angry, bitter, and to hold a grudge, my brothers, it was Joseph, because Joseph chose another path. Joseph chose another approach. Joseph chose a different perspective. And if you and I want to be set free from unforgiveness, from being held hostage, Joseph's perspective on pardon must be our own. We got to know that unforgiveness have hindered so many people. Unforgiveness have destroyed so many folk lives. Unforgiveness have damaged so many folk households simply because we hold on to our old past. But let me just enlighten your heart. God has a word for the things that are in the past. He said that if ye be in Christ, I'm speaking of now, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. It's all right to look back at your past, but it's not all right to hold on to it to damage somebody else's life, because the truth of the fact of it is unforgiveness damages you. And we got to learn that we have to be about our Father's business. We must have a forgiving heart. We must not hold on to grudges. You got some folk nowadays that have been holding on to stuff from 50 and 60 years. And if you look at them, you can see the meanness in their faces. You can see the bitterness in their lips. And it ain't nothing like seeing an old, beat up, bitter down unforgiveness. You ain't heard me. You know what I'm talking about. When you can look at some folk and you can just see that they can't stand you for something that your father did. Well, look, my father is not here, but I'm here. I didn't do it to you. He did it. So why hold a grudge on me? You got folk that's been holding on to stuff, and some folk are 90 years old and still bitter because somebody pulled up a flower plant in their yard. Still bitter from 90 years ago because somebody drank their last cold drink. Good God Almighty. Somebody was shot one day just because somebody stepped on their feet and spent the rest of their life in turmoil. You know what I'm talking about. When you can look at somebody and know. You can look at a woman that's pretty on the outside, but when you see that bitterness in her face, it makes her ugly on the outside, inside just as well as the outside. You ain't heard what I'm saying. It just eats me up when I see a pretty woman with a ugly outside, or a nice looking man with an ugly outside inside. He's just as ugly on the outside as the inside, because the inside messed up. You ain't heard me. I ain't gonna have a friend in the world, but that's all right. Some of you that got that bitterness in your heart, got that frown in your face, get the frown off your face, straighten up your lips, good God Almighty, and show some teeth sometimes. And I don't need to go any further with the teeth, because nowadays some folk might say, well, I might not have any. Well, the dentists make teeth for everybody nowadays. Everybody can smile. So I want to say to you, I just throw that in for free. Look, let's learn to love one another. Let's learn to take care of one another. Let's learn to look out for one another. And you got to know one thing. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. I like it when it say, weeping may endure for a night. Quit weeping. Some of y'all have been weeping for 40 years. Good God Almighty, you just made me raise my voice then. But look, I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. And I want you to come in, be a part, tune in to 88.1 of Alexandria, 98.9 in Monroe, 92.5 in Shreveport, 100.1 in Lake Charles, and 99.3 in Natchez, Mississippi. We travel all over the world. Come on, somebody. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT KQJOFM,
your number one music station.
These are the hits.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. Welcome. We have good news for you. God is good, not some of the time, but God is good all the time. I'm glad that you're tuned in to this radio station, and I'm sure enough glad that you're tuned in to the First St. Mark Radio Ministry. I want you to call somebody, tell them that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. And we thank you again for tuning in. This is intended for our members, but somebody told me, say, well, it's for all members of the kingdom of God. All members that are seeking the Lord should have their radio on and listen to this ministry. I know a lot of it will be talking about things that we're trying to do at the church, things that we're praying about, and certainly we're praying for all our members at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Those that we haven't been in contact with, this is a chance for them to hear and know that we love them, and we're trying to contact them through this radio ministry. Can I do just a prayer? I want you to bow your head. Get ready for a prayer to our Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for your presence right here now. And Lord, you know us because you made us. You know all about us. You know how we feel. You now know what we need. And you said in your word that you would supply all our needs. And we're not bashful when we say that we need you. And we know that we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, to touch somebody that's worried, somebody that's pacing the floor, somebody that don't know where to turn or where to go right now. Touch them, Lord. Let them know that everything gonna be all right. Lord, we know that you're able to do anything but fail. We know that already. And Lord, some people are worried. Some people don't know what this coronavirus is going to do, or how it's going to affect them, whether it's going to cost them their job, or whether it's going to cost them their life. They're wondering, they're pacing the floor. But Lord, can I brag on you a little bit, Lord? We had all kind of diseases before. Chicken pox, crippling disease of polio, AIDS, and all of those diseases we have conquered. Lord, on a ship one day, it was a storm going on. Wind was blowing. And all you did was step out and said, peace be still. And the wind stopped blowing. And the waves stopped. Somebody said, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. And Lord God, we know that you can do anything but fail. I don't believe that you brought us this far to go off and leave us. As a matter of fact, you took care of us from the time that we was a little bitty baby, just born, right up until this present moment. And Lord, I know that you're able to take care of this virus that has so many of us afraid to go out, afraid to move, just paralyzed, don't know what to do. But Lord, let them realize that you said that you wouldn't leave us, nor would you forsake us. Lord, we're leaning and depending on you. And I just hope and pray that everybody knows that you are God, you haven't left them, you're with them, and you're not going to leave them. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll talk about some of the service that we do at our church. At First St. Mark Baptist Church is located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana. And I want to say this, and I want to say it out loud, we like visitors. We have a great Sunday school that starts at 10 o'clock, and it goes from 10 to 11. Our regular worship service is at 11 o'clock. That's every Sunday. And midweek service is on a Wednesday, and we kick it off at 6:30. It lasts 1 hour until 7:30. I need to tell you that we serve hot dogs or something on that Wednesday night service, or we serve a snack, hot dogs and a drink. And you know, on Monday, we have a AA service, alcohol anonymous. We celebrate sobriety, celebrate the clean time. So if you know somebody that need that kind of deal and want to participate, we start at 6 on Monday, and it lasts 1 hour until 7 o'clock. So we just want to let you know about those different things. On Thursday, and we've been doing this for 8 years, on Thursday, we have a community prayer breakfast every Thursday. Start around 6:30 until 8:30. So we want you to know that this is what's going on, and these just some of the things, because our youth write letters to veterans, and our youth participate in a lot of different things. So we like youth, we like just all kind of visitors, and we like for people to think about coming to First St. Mark and making it their home and help us celebrate Christ. God bless you, God keep you. But these are some of the things that we're doing, and there's much more that we want to do. We just need everybody's help and need your prayer. So continue to pray for us, continue to lift us up in prayer, and continue to listen to this radio broadcast. We're on every Saturday, 10:45 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. So tell somebody that we're on the air, and if they miss us this time, make sure that they catch us the next time. We don't have really enough time to try to preach, but I do want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there in radio land, and especially the First St. Mark Baptist Church family mothers. We got a lot of mothers in the church, and this virus have kept them from attending church. And I just kind of feel that some of them are hungry to get back in the church where they can hear messages from the Lord. So what I want to tell you, and I might be breaking a rule, we have special gifts for the mothers. And some of those gifts, we have them right now. And some of our deacons and brothers wanted to get together even today after this broadcast, and go to some of the mothers' home and deliver some of the Mother's Day gifts that we have for the mothers. We're not going to call any names now, but if you get a phone call after this service is over, and there'll be one of us trying to see if we can just drop it off. We don't want to come in and visit you because of this virus, but we just want to hand you your gift and say Happy Mother's Day to you. But I just wanted you to know that. So look for that to happen today. And those that we don't get today, certainly we'll do it on tomorrow. But we want you to just be aware, continue to hang there with God. And you know, even before I open my mouth to say anything else, I just want you to know that. Some people say that prayer, they took prayer out of school, but they didn't take prayer out of home. Even though the churches have been closed, and some of them are still closed. But I want to tell you one thing. God say, the Lord say, where two or three are together in my name, I will be a God in the midst. And I can't understand why can't we, since we are restricted, since we are kind of quarantined, since we are at our homes and can't move out too much, how come we can't have some services at our home? Because he said two or three. We can have some prayer service. Mom and the children can pray. Dad and mom, the whole family can pray right at home. And God, the Lord saying with two or three together in his name, he would be a God in the midst. So I'm just looking for some people to continue to have prayer service and church service in their home until we open back up. And when you speak of opening up, we are going to have church service. We're limited to the 10 and do all the other rules that the state government say, but we're gonna, you know, we'll have 10 or less, but we're gonna have service on tomorrow at Mother's Day. And I will say, any mother that feel like coming, you come on out to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We'll be there. I don't have time, but I just wanna say something about a person by the name of Hannah in the Bible. Come out of 1 Samuel, the first chapter, and they talk about Hannah, and I'm going to talk until they cut me off. Hannah was a woman that didn't have any children. Hannah was a woman that she wanted children, but she just didn't have any children. And I'm sure there's a lot of women out there like that now that want children, don't have any children. And back in the biblical days, at the time that Hannah was out, it was almost a disgrace. It was shameful if a woman didn't have any children. And I can tell you right now, her husband had another wife, had two women at that time, another wife, and she would just make fun of Hannah. Hannah, I got two children for the old man. You ain't got none. And Hannah felt so sad until she cried and she prayed and she cried because she couldn't have no children. And sometimes I get kind of angry because some women say, I don't want no children, they mess up my shape. I'm going to wait until I get 35 and finish college and all this stuff, and I'm going to have some children then, because right now I don't want my shape messed up. I ain't going to have no children. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. People like Hannah wanted children. And if people today want children and can't have no children. But Hannah continued to pray to the Lord. And she made a vow to the Lord, and a lot of, got to be careful of the vows because you don't have to make vows to the Lord, but she made a vow. Lord, if you allow me to have a child, when they get a certain age, I will give him back to you. That's what Hannah said. Lord, I keep worrying about Hannah, how she wanted a child so bad, and Mother's Day on tomorrow. I can't understand how a mother can have 10 children. But when she gets sick and old, she took care of 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of her. And before you know it, she's in a nursing home or they hired somebody else to look after her. Mother took care of 10 children. I just believe 10 children ought to be able to take care of her now. But I don't want to spoil anybody Mother's Day, but these are just things that come through my mind. Hannah and what she prayed about. It's good to have a praying mother. And Hannah was a praying mother. God bless her.